gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Call me in red.
Well, nowadays, reggae is spread to a lot of people. People in Europe, United States, the East, like Japan, Australia, North and South America, Caribbean, of course, and Africa. So its message has spread throughout the world, and its rhythms have been embraced by everyone because it's very dancing music, warm music, also with a message. So it's also, it has a lot of educational as well as entertainment factors. So reggae just keep growing. And now you have not only in English, but in other languages, the young bands, they translate some of Bob Marley's songs into English, some of Peter Tosh's songs, like Get Up, Stand Up, you know,
yeah.
And songs like War, One Love.
Yeah.
So reggae become, you know, universal, that it belongs to everyone. I think that was a wish of Bob and Peter.
Yes, 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 give thanks and praise every time in the house. Budapest, how you doing? Steer it up.
spirit, spirit, spirit together. Say, spirit, spirit, spirit together. Just one more time, say.
Well, it's not just Bob, it's like Bob Marley, Peter Tosh,
yeah.
And of course, everyone in the band has their own CD, their own songs. So we collaborate together and take one from Tony Chin, played the rhythm guitar player. You know, he played with Big Mountain,
right.
Played with Dennis Brown, early Bob Marley. And you have Fully has his own album. You know, we do a song from that, which is titled Need More Love. Vince Black, guitar player, has an album. I myself, Junior Marvin, have an album. So we collaborate to enlighten people with more Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, also with the new songs, and make it a very entertaining program, so you get a nice balance of everything. like the Bible says, God gives man dominion over all things. You understand? That means we are also responsible, not just to have, say, some form of power, but more a form of togetherness, responsibility. So we're very much close to nature, especially in Caribbean. You know, it's a nice climate for the animals, a lot of tropical fish in the sea, birds. Like, you know, mainly the other species like the lion come from Africa, but we have a few lions in Jamaica, right?
Yeah, from Africa too. Yeah.
So we're very close to nature and we do everything to protect not only nature, but people who don't have, you know, good fortune to have food every day, have education, clothes for school, young kids, people with AIDS, you know, all people who are suffering. We try to focus on everything, including nature.
Yeah. drink coffee, I smoke herbs, my dear. And I love my morning high. And you should see me when I walk, 'cause I'm an African living in New York. African living in New York. You know what else? I said, you see me walking down Church Avenue with my hat laid to one side. And you should see me when I walk, 'cause I'm a Rasta man living in New York. 'Cause I'm a Rasta man living in New York. What? 'Cause I'm a... See what? 'Cause I'm a... Watch the walk now. Watch the walk.
We're strained because you just asked the question before. Young people, and now we're starting to stray a little bit away from that, you know, of what God intended for us to be, more together. And I think when you listen to reggae music, and if you listen and look at the audience, you see people. It doesn't matter what religion and what class and what color, that the music is so influential that it brings people together at that moment. And that's what it's all about, is bringing people, and people have to start think back. And that's what we focus more sometimes on the younger race, generation, because the younger generation is the generation for today. So if they're not really, if we cannot influence them as far as to see certain things that is good and positive, then, you know, our work is not right. So that's what we are here doing too, spread that joy and that love. So, you see? So it's good that we can do it. And what Julia says, getting better, that the younger generation is more start to see and realize and say, hey, you know, this is great. Thank you.
It's not about who sing better. It's about a cultural message. We all have a culture, and within the culture, there's a message. Right. And some people who live in the East never know what happened in the West. But with the music and the technology, they can connect very fast. Okay, so it's like a baby. Doesn't matter what kind of baby. You don't have to teach a baby how to laugh or how to dance. They hear music, they dance, you know. So your culture do the same thing Jamaican culture or African culture or Japanese culture do. They hear the music, they start to dance. So these guys, they hear the music, they start to dance. It's that simple. It's not complicated, you know.
Yeah.
American love, I mean, the European audience is always good for me of going traveling. They react to our music much, much better than in the States. It's a different, two different audience. In the States, it's very hard to please. The audience there is very tough. Here, the audience are, to me, are more mixed. You have so many different culture here in Europe. So that's where you find the audience would really, you know, go out more time, and you find more people are curious to see. But in America, it's a very tough audience. And once you can capture that audience, then yes, you're okay. But it's a difference, big difference. I don't know if you...
Yeah, it's a different audience, I think.
Smaller audience?
No, well, in Europe, you have a lot of small countries close together. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of colonies. And so you have a mixture of cultures. And a lot of them say in France, for example, you have people from Martinique, Guadeloupe, Seychelles, Madagascar, Mauritius, and they have the different forms of reggae or Caribbean type music. So the response is, you know, it's like natural. Yeah. And in America, you have a lot more R&B, rhythm and blues, soul, rock, jazz, you know, gospel. Different type of R&B influence. So reggae, it's still very young in America. You have roots reggae, which, like in California and by the beaches, it's more established. But across all of America, no, it's not really record labels. It's just a matter of time and culture. Like when Bob Marley started out, his albums like Catch a Fire and Burning were a big hit in Europe first. And then in America, when it came to like Rastaman Vibration, Exodus, which is maybe 5 or 6 years later, then they say, oh, okay, let me hear. But so Europe is more fast to connect, you know, to new music.
I'm
A világ lett az otthonom. A számítógépen pedig az ajtaja, amelyen keresztül a szavak úgy bomlanak ki, mint a regényeim fonala. Ahol leveleim úgy táplálják a blogom, ahogy egy folyó a tengert. Ahol a képek végtelenné teszik a pillanatot. Ahová bezárkózom, ha írni szeretnék, vagy ha a focira vagyok kíváncsi. Az ablakom, amely a világra nyílik.
HP Pavilion Notebookok. Legyen megint személyi a számítógép.
Csak a szomszéd kertjében érzi jól magát. OTP lakáshitelajánlatok, akár építkezésre is. Villámgyors, megbízható internet, most hűségnyilatkozat nélkül. Hívd a 1221-et, vagy rendeld meg online.
Auris és Corolla. Riválisok. Azonos képességek, azonos ajánlatok. Most egyformán kedvező kamattal vagy autóbeszámítással.
Nokia 6650. A T-Mobile és a Nokia közös fejlesztésű telefonja. Stílusos és intelligens. A készülék új előfizetéssel most 24.990 forintért a tiéd lehet. T-Mobile.
Feltétlenül tartsanak velünk vasárnap reggel 8-kor, mert varázslatos helyeken fogunk járni, hát ahogy azt már megszokhatták. Rába túrát ajánlok, bemutatjuk önöknek Szent Gotthárdot, Körmendet, és a Kenuból nagyon sok helyen kiszállunk.
Történet második része ma délután az M1-en.
Anya, mennyien ültek ebbe a kocsiba?
9-en.
A George Michael volt ez, nem?
Nem ő volt.
Gyere, Tina Turner, csak rossz volt a sminkje.
Stevie Wonder vezette.
Ő nem vezette. Mi van? Mi a baj?
Álljunk meg!
Nem fog. Le ne is, hagyd menjen.
Na, ön ne hagyja elmenni maga mellett a slágereket. Csináljuk a fesztivált. Ma 19 óra 55 perckor az M1-en.
1000 milliárd dollárok a semmibe, pánik a pénzpiacokon és a tőzsdéken is, háromnegyed évszázada nem tapasztalt válságjelenségek. Magyarországot mi fenyegeti? Az N0-ás 26 kilométeres új szakasza. Megnéztük, lemértük, mennyire versenyképes a kamionoknak, hogy elkerüljék Budapestet. Műsorunk vendége Sors Tamás úszó, aki világcsúccsal nyert aranyérmet, majd két bronzérmet is a pekingi paralimpián. A szólás szabadságában ma este.
Kiápa, várjatok!
Családi idill vagy pokol? Zsúr, gyerekek, torta, a hülye szomszédok.
Állj!
Valakinek sikerül legalább a látszatot fenntartania. Nem hiába vagyok reklámszakember, így otthon is elhiszik rólam. Igen, jó apa és jó férj vagyok. Még ha néha be is csúszik egy-két hiba. A nevem Don Draper. Gazdag, sikeres, családos ember. Mad Men. Reklámőrültek. Ma 22 órakor az M1-en.
Draper? Ki tud bármit is róla? Akár még Batman is lehetne.